The Apostle Paul had to deal with some ideas that were being taught in the church in Corinth that were contrary to the truth regarding the resurrection. Some were, in fact, denying the resurrection, and Paul posed some serious questions. Verse 12, now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection from the dead? What we're preaching is what you're, some of you, speaking contrary to. Christ hasn't risen from the dead. But in fact, he says, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. So it was a teaching that obviously had serious implications based upon the fact that the whole gospel message, the glad tidings, the celebratory message of salvation through Christ hinges upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And then Paul, beginning at verse 20, begins to speak about what in truth is the reality. But now, he says, Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The fallen asleep are those who passed away, those who have in Christ Jesus or as faithful servants of God under the old law served the Lord, done his will, look forward to the blessings and the rewards that come to those who live that kind of life. But Jesus is the first fruits in that he is among those who died and rose again. There are resurrected individuals even in the Old Testament, right? Some were brought back from the dead. But Jesus then, unlike them, never died again. Those individuals who were brought back to life had to die, pass on, and they await with the rest of the faithful throughout the ages in that place called paradise. But Jesus died and rose and then ascended to the Father, and there he waits till he comes again to take those to be with him forevermore who served him faithfully. Paul explains in verse 21, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. And he explains, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. So through Adam, through mankind, came, right, the sin that resulted in the death that we all are partakers of. But through Christ Jesus, who put on flesh, he was a man in that sense, have come through him the hope of resurrection from the dead, conquering death. Death comes to us all. Death is an enemy of us all. But through Christ Jesus, we conquer death because we, like he, look forward to this resurrection unto eternal life. He says in verse 23, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. So Jesus rose from the dead. The resurrection, he says, is real. Christ rose. Christ is with the Father. But there are also those who are afterward going to do like he did. They will be raised, and this will be at his coming. Then, he says, at that point in time comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and all power. So here's a picture of the King of Kings who presently is reigning over the church, who will be coming one day, and at that particular time when he does come, there's going to be a change that occurs. There's going to be a transfer of power. Christ will give all to the Father. Notice there at verse 24, delivers the kingdom to God the Father. Verse 25, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. He conquers all. He rules over all. Even death will be conquered. Death and Hades will be cast into the pit, the fiery pit, as we see later on in this chapter. And verse 26, the last enemy is death, which will be destroyed. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. That is, God, who put all things under Christ, doesn't put himself under Christ, but rather Christ rules over all, but does not rule over God himself. But, verse 28, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. So, in the end of it all, Christ, who rose from the dead, who has given us hope of the same resurrection, presently reigning over the church, will hand over the rule of the church to the Father, will then himself be submissive to the Father, and this is a submissive role that he will remain in, part of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, but a part of the hope that we have, that one day we share with the Lord the likeness of his glorious body, that we will be present with him in that eternal home, rooms prepared for us in the Father's house, as Jesus taught in John chapter 14. And all of this because of what God did through his Son for each and every one of us, for people around us each and every day still lost in sin that God wants us to save. But it's a hopeful picture that we have in the pages of God's Word. Yes, there is a resurrection from the dead. Jesus is the first fruits to live and never to die again. We will all share in that same kind of resurrection because one day he's coming back again. And those of us who pass on will be brought back to life. We will be with those who are alive and remain, caught up together with the Lord in the clouds and the air. And we will always be with the Lord. This is a beautiful thought to those who are Christians. Tonight the question is, are you a Christian? Are you a child of God? Have you done the things necessary to be added by God to the church that you read about in the Bible? And if so, are you walking with him? Are you faithful to the Lord? Becoming a part of the church that Christ established is a process set forth in the pages of Scripture that shows us what people during the first century did. They heard the word, the powerful message proclaimed by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, by the speakers or the writers of the Scriptures. They obeyed that teaching. They were believers in Jesus Christ. They turned away from their sins. They acknowledged their faith. They were immersed in water so that their sins could be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. God added them to the kingdom, to the church of his Son, and they continued in the apostles' doctrine and teaching. Those are the very things we must do. And if we're faithful to keep the words that have been given to us through the Word, we will be assured of that resurrection one day that we can share in. Tonight, as you sit here, reflect upon where you are. And if you need to come to God, we encourage you to do that as we stand and sing.